The top five at five.
It's just scary.
Two police officers come under fire as they attempt to stop a vehicle suspected in an earlier shooting. Angry New Yorkers following the election of Kathy Hochul as governor tell the New York Post they're demanding Hochul wake up and address crime in the Big Apple. Hurricane Nicole makes landfall in Florida with mandatory evacuation orders in place and fears of buildings collapsing. President Biden touts Democratic wins in Tuesday's midterms following the absence of that anticipated red wave. Saturday Night Live writers boycotting due to comedian David Chappelle's planned appearance as host. Two NYPD officers came under gunfire as they tried to pull over a vehicle in Brooklyn, possibly connected to an earlier shooting Wednesday afternoon. Shots were fired at Rockaway and Shore Parkways in the Canarsie section. Neighbor Shamika Edwards spoke to ABC 7.
It's just scary being so close and knowing that it's early, it's daylight. Children are getting off of school. We're here with the kids. So it's very scary knowing that it's happening in daylight.
Two suspects, a man and a woman, fled in a black Mercedes going east on Rockaway Parkway before they abandoned it at Pennsylvania Avenue and Seaview Avenue. So far, no arrests have been made and the investigation is ongoing. Those officers taken to a hospital in stable condition, suffering just minor injuries. The New York Post spoke to New Yorkers all around the Big Apple in the aftermath of Kathy Hochul's election as New York's governor. The publication said fed-up New Yorkers are begging Hochul to wise up and take action on crime in New York City and in the city's subway system. Hochul routinely downplayed concerns about rising crime in the Big Apple during the close race versus Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin. In the final stretch of that campaign, Zeldin accused Hochul and former President Bill Clinton of laughing and joking about subway crimes at an event for Hochul the weekend before the election. Meanwhile, Hochul accused Zeldin of hyperventilating over the key issue and trying to scare people.
You know, he has been hyperventilating, trying to scare people for months. And New Yorkers are onto it. All the legitimate media organizations have called him out for what he is doing. Fear-mongering. And it's not just here in New York. That has been the Republican playbook all across this country. All you need to know is that the Democratic states are safer than Republican states. Check out the facts.
In the Big Apple, according to the NYPD, crime is up over 30%, crime in the subway up over 40%. Hochul and state Democrats have taken heat for lax, controversial state bail laws, allowing potentially dangerous defendants right back out onto the streets. Meanwhile, Zeldin conceded the race yesterday. Hurricane Nicole made landfall in Florida as a Cat 1 hurricane early this morning at the south of Vero Beach. States of emergency are in effect for some 45 counties in Florida. Condos are in danger of collapsing in the Daytona area with evacuations in place because beaches already eroded from Hurricane Ian are being further damaged by Nicole. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis confident more than enough resources are in place to respond to Nicole.
The Florida National Guard has activated 600 guardsmen, and we have seven urban search and rescue teams on standby and ready to respond if needed.
As of 3 a.m., Nicole had maximum sustained winds of 75 miles per hour. Hurricanes are rare in November. Only two have been recorded previously since records began being kept in 1853. In his first speech since polls closed all around the country on Tuesday night, President Joe Biden called out detractors who said doubted his incessant optimism about Democrats' ability to stave off Republican wins in the midterm elections. The results, he said during a press conference at the White House Wednesday, are a sign American democracy is intact.
Well, we had an election yesterday. And it was a good day, I think, for democracy. And I think it was a good day for America. Excuse me, I have a little hoarse. Our democracy has been tested in recent years, but with their votes, the American people have spoken and proven once again that democracy is who we are.
As of this morning, the U.S. Senate split 49 to 48 with three states still in play. In the U.S. House split right now, 211 Republicans to 190 Democrats with 218 seats needed to win House control. The counting continues. There is unrest at 30 Rock over the decision to sign up Dave Chappelle to host Saturday Night Live this weekend. The New York Post says that some staff writers are so furious that the comedy superstar, who's made transphobic and homophobic jokes, that they're boycotting the episode. Chappelle last hosted the sketch comedy show back in 2020, where he joked about former President Trump's response to the COVID-19 pandemic.
This man just suggests that I put sunshine directly in my body. Well, that's insane. He went further. What about some bleach? Some bleach directly in your body. I said, oh boy. Secret Service is going to have to childproof the White House now. He's trying to drink the bleach. Mr. President, don't touch that stove. It's hot.
The 2020 gig was well before Netflix released Chappelle's 2021 special, The Closer. It angered some viewers because many of Chappelle's jokes were aimed at the trans community. No comment from SNL.
It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.